You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
In a life like mine, you've got to learn to mind the twitch of every hair on your opponents. Watch their every move, and eventually you'll learn, through your own misfortune or the anecdotes of others, that you can never trust rhinoceroids. You're going to want to quit struggling now, or I'm going to go for the artery. That horn must come in handy. And you bite like hell! I'll take my leg back now, thank you. At least the arm goes back on. I've never had that bad of a time firing someone before. Time to fix the war wound. Well, let's see. Next, get the Gander monster hide to the buyer. Then, reduce an empire to ashes.
Stop where you are!
No, I think you'd better lower that gun.
Oh, there's gonna be quite a prize for bringing in your head. But who am I gonna sell it to?
Ooh, a bidding war over little old me. Wonders for my ego.
My partner! Now you're gonna pay.
Sorry. I left my wallet at home. Will this do? When you're free, truly free, you can run the gamut of life. You can make horrid wordplay while you mercilessly slaughter enemies. And then you can stand there, watching them fall, looking as the fire leaves their eyes, like you just blew out a candle. It's like Schopenhauer once said, the world is hell, and men are on the one hand the tormented souls, and on the other hand the devils in it. It was nowhere truer than on the plains of Endymion. I'd managed to round up a new pack for the project ahead of us. I'd just gotten word from the latest employer. They'd met me that day for the first time. Saw my ad, did you? You know Stiggy and Coding?
I didn't have to as much since Sylvester...
Scheiss.
Sylvester Gallo.
Huh?
He's the brains of the operation.
Ah.
Well, it's good to know there are some brains among you. What's your name, White Hat?
Pardon me, but what do you mean by that?
I can tell just by looking at you. It's who you are. You can tell who a man is by the hat he wears.
I'm not much on hats, and if I had to, straw would be fine.
It's more than that. It's the way a man carries himself. The way he breathes. The way he talks.
Oh, yeah? What do those things say about me?
You're innocent. New to marauding.
What would bring a good man out here to join the likes of you?
A lot of things could. Mostly because men don't have other options. Most men don't do it for sport. Like yours truly.
Name's Lou Costa.
Well, Lou, I'm sure it's a pleasure to meet you.
The same.
Not nearly as much of a pleasure you're about to find as the wealth that the life of a desperado brings.
It's much invited.
Lou Costa. Well, good you may be. But at least I didn't make the mistake of claiming you are honest.
Pardon me?
I imagine you'd like that. No, I'm afraid I've got other things in mind, Mr. Costa. We've got a big project. Do you imagine you can handle it?
I'm a steady draw. And a firm hand.
How's your shot?
How's that for you?
That's a mighty fine hole you just burnt in an innocent burrock plant.
Well, I've had my share of shootouts. I've scattered a few men into the wind before. Watched them go up in a flash. Whirl away as dust. Forgotten.
As have I. Meet your other comrade. Yukai, Lyot.
Well, there's a face you can't forget. Good to know you.
He's a strong and unintelligible type. Tevlin Nasarim, a cyborg fishman. One of the last of his kind. His people were accidentally wiped out when human and alien settlers joined forces to terraform this rock. His people were undetectable because of their camouflaging abilities. Now the rest of them have left their dried up sea and been forced to alter themselves to breathe out air. You can understand how he'd be hateful, and thus useful.
You know each other?
Just met him. Same as you. But he's a man of passion. He shares what's on his mind and what's on his heart. Which is mostly getting rich off humans on account of what was done to his people. That's none of my business. And you surely can't hold man's crime against the children of men. Crew's dismissed.
Mr. Casta.
Excuse me, I don't think I know you.
Call me Meng. All you really need to know is that I'm Harrow's.
A person belonging to a machine. Very far with the warning.
I've got something more important to discuss. I need to deliver you this personal force field.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That should come in handy, considering how much laser fire I'm expecting.
A man on the run, I see.
Don't the gunshots come with the outlaw career?
No, I sensed it. You've got things to hide.
Really? What are those things?
Well, if we both know, is it really worth saying?
You're a telepath?
That I am.
I heard about them. Seen a lot of charlatans passing through town claiming to be them during my youth. Even was enticed by it all. The idea that someone could see my own thoughts and know me. But my own intuition is telling me you're a charlatan in another way.
You think I'm a fraud?
I doubt anyone rides with Harrow for any reasons but serving themselves.
You've got your force field. Stay safe out there.
We developed an encampment near the town. The man who called himself Castor walked back towards the hotel where his wife was preparing to depart with their daughter. I did not know what they were talking about in their hushed tones, how the conversation started, any of it. A piece of the puzzle was missing.
And that's the best weapon. It must be.
At the very least, it keeps it out of the wrong hands, like we so feared.
Right. God forbid we have to do yet another wrong in the shadow of what happened all those years back. And now it serves a purpose. Hopefully helps us get out of this mess alive.
Yes, I know. Doesn't seem to be having any kind of quick effect. But what we're doing is right. I'll get Pris to Starshire Rim where she'll be safe, far from the gang. These are the last of my bags. Pris is sleeping in the hover cart already.
The pilots of those are always well armed. You'll be okay.
I'll see you soon, Miakara.
Hey, miss. Miss. Now there's a lass I'm eager to see again. How is my rosy Miss Terra?
Still contrary enough to remind you I'm not your Miss Terra. I'm just headed, well, it's none of your business regardless.
Ah, your daughter, eh?
What would it matter to you? Stay far, far away from my daughter. You've no part of my life. Quit imposing yourself on it.
It has been some years, hasn't it? Back when I had not even made a name for myself.
And there you settled on Harrow.
It's always been what I called myself. Outside all the aliases, unfortunately, word got out who I was. You're really married to Lou, are you?
How did you...
Well, I had to put two and two together eventually. My brain is one hell of a calculator, after all. Besides all those years ago, when you paid me to cover your trail, I had to know you were making off with something important. Something you're not about to part with, despite how I wish you'd throw it aside and join me.
No. No, I will not. I haven't, and I never will.
You know, he still thinks of you as his treasure. The one he got away with out of Melpomene Pass. He doesn't know what you did. What you'd had me do.
Shut your mouth. I had to do it. I had to. You can't stand there and make me into some kind of villain.
No. But I know how easy it is to taunt you. Poking and prodding at your conscience.
It was you that did it. And it was your gunmen, bounty hunters, thugs. So shut your mouth.
I will not. It's a free country, and I've got my piece to say. Whether you like it or not. There I was thinking you were just some selfish wench who'd run off and paid me to kill all those men for her own sake. She was actually doing it for love. Love of a husband. Love of a dream of children. A home.
You're just sure you've put all the pieces together?
You don't get it, do you? I could read you like anyone reads a book. Blood pressure. Eye movement. Minor body gestures. The words you don't say. I know. My extrapolation skill works both ways. Forwards and backwards. A man who currently goes by Luke Casta, saved your life when a corrupt lawman was taking advantage of your community, hurting people, And so he trained to be a gunfighter, living or dying by the gun. Ultimately, you would live. You'd try to live happily ever after. On the run, something you couldn't deal with, so you hired me. Funny meeting you both here. Fate is acute about these things. I've watched it closely enough to know.
Maybe. Maybe it's just a small planet.
Getting smaller every day.
None of these things are of any concern to you.
Well, maybe they are. After all, I would like to know the story of the woman I'll have for my own.
Gravity will stop and we'll all float off into the ether before I'm ever yours.
That may be. You've never actually used the gun, have you? That's what I thought.
You've gained a new limp since last I saw you. More tears in that plastic skin you'd like to cover the cold metal and wires inside you. It always shows.
I know you don't care.
Of course not. How could you think you're lovable?
How could you ever think I want love? I hope you make it safely to Starshire Rim. They did not see me steal away to the rear of the building, where a relay saucer had conjured up a black-clad hologram. As quickly as it gave me added details about the job, it sped away into the night.
What was that?
A business call.
Well, then that means I have you all to myself.
I'll bet you wish you knew what I'm thinking at times, don't you?
Every great once in a while, but the quiet is nice. Can I be of any help to you, my dear? Anything you haven't been able to read in our new friends?
No, I'm nearly done with them. I know what their parts are going to be in everything. A few degrees above his temple.
What?
You'll see. Soon enough.
You get a thrill out of knowing things before other people.
I get my thrills where I can. I take them. I seize life by the horns, like it's meant to be.
You know he's going to...
I know he wants to, but he's going to fail.
Ah, all right then. In that case, I'm going to take my dose. That last job was rather rough.
What happens down the line when you want those memories back?
I won't. I've got enough, and I need to drain them. For my own sake. Too many thoughts, crimes, too much hurt.
Well, that's something I've tried to simulate, time and again. I don't know if I'll ever be certain I've got it just right.
I once met a man, a desperate man. I think his name was Luke Costa. At war in his soul, a body not whole. This man that I met, Luke Costa. I once knew a man, a desperate man. His name, he said, was Luke Costa. He laughed as he cried, he lived as he died. This man they called Luke Costa. I once killed a man, a desperate man. His epitaph reads, Luke Costa. Leaving fields marred with potters interred, the buried man, Luke Costa.
What is that supposed to be?
A song, didn't you hear?
Much more than a song.
Ah, yes, an oracle. Not taking any more?
No, that's quite enough.
Hobbes said that a man gives his opinion of his fellow men when he rides armed. So what's your opinion? Are you a hunter or a defender?
Both.
That'll come in handy. Well, I'm ready to kill. Ready to breathe in the gun vapor again. Been too long.
What exactly is the job?
Several months ago, a cruise boat, the Celestial Queen, passing through Endymion's atmosphere, crashed on the far regions. It's out by Melpomene Canyon. You know the place?
That I do. At one time I lived in one of the cliff cities built into the canyon walls.
I'm going to pillage the cruise boat and take its faster-than-light core.
It's quite an expensive prize for a job like that.
That it is. We're delivering to an operation called the Devil's Herd, outside Starshire Rim.
Should make for a fine job.
You up for it?
Always. Unctin, let's make our move sooner rather than later. Turns out this job is taking us near Starshire Rim by the end. Apparently, we're running pillaged goods. We'll finish him before he can sell the loot. The longer we wait in this posse of his, the longer we have to tip him off.
Starshire Rim? Did he say to whom?
A group called the Devil's Herd.
Oh, Virgil, you fool. They're the ones behind the Ghost Riders. If you make me go to Starshire Rim, I will die!
I don't think you understand, Unkton. You forced me to leave everything in the dust. I'll never cross that valley again to see my son's gravesite. And I've saved your life.
Oh, and you're of the opinion. You actually think you can pull this off, huh? Not going to fail again, as you always have. Well, I'm beginning to wonder if you are the good man that Harrow suspects.
If he thinks I'm good, he's terribly wrong. Calm down, Uncle. The voltage was too low to kill you. I'll leave you for the Ghost Riders.
Right.
You might do well to change up your outerwear.
The suit. Memorable impressions are a bit of the enemy here. You know, we're not all that different. Two men with pasts we're trying to escape.
The difference is you won't let it pass. You're a huckster, and you can't let it go. I'm giving it up. My family name. The plot of land I got through homesteading years worth of work. Now get out.
I could change if I wanted to.
Yeah, maybe there's an elixir for you. Well then, it is a lovely night for a walk. I might do well to go out myself. The nightlife is just right. Barely present. What the? Hello? Is someone there? Don't worry, I'm coming. Now where are... The alleyway. Who's...
Hello, Virgil. It's good to see you.
Who?
The name's Tross Demon. And I'm here for your job.
And I'm Yas Nento, his identical brother.
No, you're a clone, you idiot.
Don't insult me. I'm you. And I got a right to be myself.
What's this all about? I have no money.
Don't you even want to know the sneaky tactic we use to lure you here? We're great imitators.
Will you shut up?
Am I seeing double?
No. I'm his brother. Didn't you hear him? Trust, we can't have an intelligent conversation with this man. You punched him too hard.
You'll know what it's like to be punched, too.
An answer to your question, Virgil? No. Our species reproduces asexually. I'm his former severed arm.
Doesn't that make you his son and not his brother?
You know, I never thought about that.
The family resemblance is uncanny and nauseating.
Hey, I'm not gonna hold that against you. Just because we're going to kill you anyway.
Excuse me?
Word on the street is that the man in Baldwin's was hired by Harrow. So we've been waiting you out. Waiting to catch you. They're paying quite the coin for Harrow, they are. And out of all the eligible gunfighters...
You are the one he chose.
Will you please? We fled our destitute homeworld. Now we need work. And we're awfully good at killing.
So don't be surprised when you wake up dead. We're just harvesting your bioprint too so we can graft it on one of us. Being shapeshifters too and all that.
Hold still!
Right in my three best eyes! You've had it now, Pinklin.
We weren't even going to eat you. But now, it just feels like we have to, working so hard.
Get your mouth off my arm.
Get your arm out of my mouth.
Get away. Get back.
Who is that?
Black-clad figure.
Well, I see that. Listen, this is private business.
Whoa, that's not called for...
Who are you?
It's okay, Virgil. They're done now. Let me get my hood off.
Marshall, I see you're a woman of many skills. What brings you here? You realize you don't have to check in on me.
Seems like I do, based on your friends who wanted to make a midnight snack out of you back there.
True, unfortunately. I didn't realize you were trained with the sword.
I picked it up in the city where I was born. It's a medley of human martial arts mixed with some Antaran physical arts. It's known to be handy, but I've come to bring you something more practical.
What's this?
Added sidearms. Guided shot laser pistols.
So point, focus, lock, and fire?
Yeah, that's about it. Regardless of how steady your aim is, it'll find its target.
Isn't that cheating?
Well, I guess that depends. But when it comes to going up against an android with nearly perfect accuracy, it really wouldn't matter.
You make a convincing argument, but I'm still no warrior. I learned what I know from a very specific target long time ago.
Could have been a folk hero, a defender of the innocent.
I thought we'd agreed nobody was innocent.
I suppose you're right about that.
It's something I've learned and can't really come to doubt. I learned it from my gambling father and the naive young girl he enticed and made my mother. Learned it from the missionaries who ended up raising me and the scriptures they handed me. Learned it from my wife, who's a saint with a secret she thinks I don't know.
Your family sure does seem to have a lot of those, Stockwell. Like your scriptures say, there's a time to kill and a time to heal. But how do you know which time is which?
I don't. Not ever. How about you?
I'll go by a different code. The search for Ataraxia, Zen, it's all the same to me. But at the end of each, I have to decide for myself if what I did was right, and if I did it, for reasons other than myself.
I guess that's the thing, then. Hurry up and do it, and I'll repent later. Good to look out across it again and see the waters flowing in the canyon. It's beautiful. How the water has carved this old world of ours. Before we came here, how it'll continue after us.
It's so pretty. I wish I could fly over it like an eagle.
Me too, little girl. Me too. But today I feel like the hawk more than the eagle. Like an old, old earth poet put it. There's blood on my feathers, but time is still turning. They soon will be dry.
But we're going to fly soon enough. We're going to take off and soar to Selene.
Yes, we are. We'll sail out there. I'll stand by you and point to every star. I'll show you the cosmic wind streams where the fairies live. Oh, and the stardust birds. You'll love them. I know it. Now let me talk to Mommy, okay?
Okay. Hello, Miyakara.
Hello, Tara.
Are you okay?
Yeah, nothing's gone haywire yet. Unkton's still alive. Hasn't stolen anything from Harrow and gotten his head blown off.
That's good. We're fine here. I visited the artificial parks with Priscilla. They're beautiful. She's not used to that many plants. I think we may have a flower gardener on our hands.
I'm glad to hear that laugh again.
But I hear just worry in your voice.
I don't know. I'm just so confused about who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here in the midst of it all, lost. I went headfirst into this thing.
You've got to have faith. Where this is headed is completely unknown. And that unknown can turn it all around. Just stay resolute.
It's consuming. Being eaten up by the world after having been apart from it for so long. The people being killed, good or bad. They're people all the same. Then you start to imitate the bad because they're the survivors.
We're going to leave this world behind soon enough.
I'll fly away in the morning.
I will see you soon, Virgil.
I'll see you soon, my dear.
All right, we've made a hard night's ride, seeking our prize. Ahead is the Celestial Queen. The raid begins. Shoot to kill. Meng says the word is that the survivors have gone feral.
Massacre's the plan.
Only think of between us and the motor.
There they are!
And they're not rolling out the welcome mat. Time to make a point.
You're gonna have a new banner than that!
That's a party!
Die! Die!
Alright, now recircle. They're not letting us in that easy. Let's put him out of that misery.
All right, Harrow, I'm going in.
I'll follow.
The schematics have us set for this direction.
Well, here's the party.
Let's get this thing.
You've come as far as you'll go.
I'm far from done yet, you curs. It's important to aim for the mouth sometimes.
Now how do you take this core device out?
Well, it's the part that sends this ship into time-space bending flight, so I'd say very carefully. This isn't the sort of engine you just find anywhere.
So we're going to make quite a bit of coin from these.
Something like that.
How's it going to be used? For more violence?
Do I care?
You mean to tell me that all this killing don't mean anything to you?
Of course it does. All of it gives me a high. And if you were a man made of metal, you'd take what you can get too.
That may be, but don't you ever think about the lives you're ending?
Of course I do. I know men better than they know themselves. I can analyze them down to a T. I can configure their whole life story. And then knowing what they'll do next, I end it. I hold their lives in my hand. You're thinking about shooting that thing and ending it all here. Leaving behind one massive crater. Just to rid the world of the likes of me.
You... Why in the world would I waste my own life? Do you think I'm worth so little to myself?
Well, I guess not then. Now, would you...
Stop where you are!
Like hell.
Trying to convince me, are you?
Did it do the trick?
We'll see soon enough. We'll see what kind of remorse you have. Reem says he's thinking about settling down here. Thinks it's a ritzy place. Everything he could want. Dance floor, cosmic caviar, and space shrimp. Too bad, pal. Gotta finish the job. Oh, he was just making a joke. That's a new one. Anyway.
Well, Reem, we can still have some party music, can't we? There's one to your left. Watch him. I'll get him.
Wow. Broke his nose and dropped him down an exhaust ejector with one kick. Formidable. What in the world is that?
Someone's coming to claim our prize.
We'll see about that.
We can't let him leave here alive. The entire Endymion underworld will know what we've got.
Gotta keep those prices up when we go on the market with it.
Yeah, I never told you. We're not selling it.
Oh?
The Ghost Rider's base of operations is outside Starship Rim. We're gonna blow it straight to hell.
My word.
How's it remorse now?
No time for it.
Looks like we've got some more company. Let's let him know he's not well. You're gonna want to go home, my metallic friend. Our plated friend here has blast-absorbent armor, hence the lack of killing going on. Imported killjoy. I hate that.
Stand down, or I'll put you down.
Back me up, Costa.
I got you. Mind that really big cannon of his.
If I can get it away.
Phew. Guess we don't have to take the front door out anymore.
It is quite the impressive hole we just blasted in the hole.
Let's see if you like the taste of your own medicine.
Falling to your death in a canyon. That's bad medicine.
So it is. Let's go. You realize you don't have to kill me to get what you want, Lou.
You think I want to kill you?
I don't have a doubt in my mind about your intentions.
Why would you think that?
Costa, we're going to be rich. I can make you rich. You want to get off this planet? You'll be able to buy a brand new ship of your own. Want to stake a claim on Selene? You could spend a few years there. When you're bored, go to the far reach of the galaxy. Claim a planetoid for yourself. My friend, you can't outdraw me. Nobody can. So why not use that for your benefit, instead of dooming yourself?
What in the...
Speak of the devil.
What is that?
It's them! Our raider must have been a scout. The Ghost Riders are here.
You've just heard episode 2 of Starshare Rim. Starshare Rim was written and directed by Clayton Hester, who served as the lead audio editor. Charlie Libitska played Virgil, Clayton Hester played Harrow, yours truly, Gabrielle Freitas, played Tara, Caitlin Daney played Ming, Jonathan Reynolds played Sylvester Unkton, Brett Smith played Yoss Nento and Trostaman, Margot MacArthur played The Marshal, Sarah Gross played Priscilla, Satyajit Sarkar played Gunperson 1, Feral Desert Dweller 1, and Raider Opponent. Becca Peach played Woman Wailing, Gunperson 2, and Feral Desert Dweller No. 2. And Gabe White played Feral Desert Dweller No. 3. The score for Starshare Rim was co-composed by Rachel Harnest and Clayton Hester. Sound effects are from soundbible.com and freesound.org. You can contribute to RRT by going to the Red Hawk Radio Theater page on anchor.fm and clicking on support. Then you can set up a monthly contribution to help RRT grow. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts to help others find RRT. Email us at redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and tune in again next week.
Hi there. Are you a fan of all things horror? Yeah? You are? Well, in that case, find Tuesday Terrors, which is the mutual audio feed that comes out on a Tuesday, believe it or not. Shock horror, I know. But if you subscribe there, you'll find amazing horror fiction audio in your player every Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.